Who are your favorite authors? Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, Kurt Vonnegut, P.G. Wodehouse, Ruth Rendell. Sunset at Blandings. This is P.G. Wodehouse's last and unfinished book. It is unfinished not just in the sense that it suddenly, heartbreakingly, for those of us who love this man and his work, stops in mid-flow, but in the more important sense that the text up to that point is also unfinished. A first draft for Wodehouse was a question of getting the essential ingredients of a story organized, its plot structure, its characters, their comings and goings, the mountains they climb and the cliffs they fall off. It is the next stage of writing, the relentless revising, refining, and polishing that turned his works into the marvels of language we know and love. When he was writing a book, he used to pin the pages in undulating waves around the wall of his workroom. Pages he felt were working well would be pinned up high, and those that still needed work would be lower down the wall. His aim was to get the entire manuscript up to the picture rail before he handed it in. Much of Sunset at Blandings would probably still have been obscured by the chairbacks. It was a work in progress. Much of the lines in it are just placeholders for what would come in later revisions, the dazzling images and conceits that would send the pages shooting up the walls. Will you, anyway, find much evidence of the great genius of Wodehouse here? Well, to be honest, no. Not just because it is an unfinished work in progress, but also because at the time of writing he was what can only be described as 93. At that age, I think you are entitled to have your best work behind you. In a way, Wodehouse was condemned by his extreme longevity. He was born the year that Darwin died and was still working well after the Beatles had split up, to end up playing Pierre Ménard to his own Cervantes. I'm not going to unravel that for you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should read Jorge Luis Borges' short story, Pierre Ménard, author of Quixote. It's only 6 pages long, and you'll be wanting to drop me a postcard to thank me for pointing it out to you. But you will want to read Sunset for completeness, and for that sense you get from its very unfinishedness of being suddenly and unexpectedly close to a master actually at work. A bit like seeing paint pots and scaffolding being carried in and out of the Sistine Chapel. Master? Great genius? Oh yes. One of the most blissful joys of the English language is the fact that one of its greatest practitioners ever, one of the guys on the very top table of all, was a jokesmith. Though maybe it shouldn't be that big a surprise. Who else would be up there? Austin, of course, Dickens, and Chaucer. The only one who couldn't make a joke to save his life would be Shakespeare. Oh, come on, let's be frank and fearless for a moment. There's nothing worse than watching a certain kind of English actor valiantly trying to ham it up as, for instance, Dogberry in Much Ado. It's desperate stuff. We even draw a veil over the whole buttock-clenching business by calling the comic device he employs in that instance malapropism, after Sheridan's